WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Motivation Monday, where I give you the motivation to get through your Monday. I know a lot of people have today off and are enjoying their break, and later on in this episode, I'll talk about some big news that I have. It's not really that big, but it is big to me. But for now, I want to focus on why we're off work and school. So today is Martin Luther King Day. I'm going to get tongue twisted because I want to say it really fast, but sorry if I do ahead of time. I have decided that I wanted to talk about why Martin Luther King was so important and how he ties into Motivation Monday today. First, though, I want to hop into a quote that is by Martin Luther King, which is really nice quote I think we need to all take with us. And this is how it goes. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward, which is really great for anyone who's in a tough time right now. It'll be okay. Just keep moving forward. I promise. Martin Luther King is a person I believe everyone should know about. Mr. King was born on January 15, 1929, in Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. King was a Baptist minister and a social activist who led the civil rights movement in the United States from the mid-1950s until his death by assassination in 1968. Dr. King has been called many things, like a hero, a leader, and a friend. When he was little, he had a best friend next door who he played with every day until one day his friend's father said he didn't want his son playing with a black child. This was the first heartbreak that Dr. King had ever felt. He was so sad and upset, and he was still sad and upset as he grew up and learned about the laws and how everything was so different for him. He wasn't a violent man, and he didn't want to hurt anyone or upset anyone or come across aggressive whatsoever. So instead, he used his voice to help people understand the views of blacks and how the law was wrong. Because at the time, there was laws about black people could only drink from this water fountain, white people had to drink from this water fountain, and he didn't think it was fair at the time. Once people saw what Dr. King was doing, they started to question if the laws were really even fair to begin with. He used his voice through books, marches, and speeches, some we know very well, which I'm going to quote his I Have a Dream speech that he spoke on August 28th, 1963 about. I'm not going to say the whole speech, obviously, because it's not lengthy, but it would be lengthy for this podcast. But I am going to have some quotes of different things in it. So I hope you'll, take them with you. I believe they are important. So let's take a listen. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us, upon demand, the riches of freedom and the security of justice. I have a dream that one day the Red Hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning. Martin Luther King made history and has changed the way of living. though he might not be here today, we can still live out his dream. I hope you all agree with me when I say, anyone can make a change. This week's song was going to be Hall of Fame, but if you remember a few episodes, I chose that song. I wasn't supposed to, but I have short-term memory loss, so I accidentally chose that song. So instead, we're going to go with What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. Now, even though this song is mostly about a breakup, we can still take the chorus with us everywhere we go, because at the end of the day, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Or as my father likes to say, no pain, no gain. Speaking of my father, I would like to send a happy birthday out to three people who all have the same birthday on the same day, which is today. Lakeland Jenkins, Clifford Emmond, and Travis Bender. Lakeland is my boyfriend, Clifford Emmond is my father, and Travis is my cousin who is a graduate of UA. I hope all these men have a wonderful birthday, and if you have a birthday and I did not shout you out, I am sorry. Happy birthday to you. But I wanted to appreciate them because they all listen to Motivation Monday. So happy birthday to all of them. And yeah, so before I sign off, I wanted to say some good news, which isn't really good news, but it is good news. I mean, it goes two ways. As of yesterday, my boyfriend and I adopted two new puppies. One is Luna and one is Bond. So if you want to see him, you can pop over to Instagram or Facebook. Remember, it's just look up Motivation Monday Podcast for Facebook. And then for Instagram, all you got to look up is motivation_monday.ua. Give us a follow. I'll post, when episodes go live, which is every Monday at 7, if you didn't know that. So, yes, we're getting two new puppies. They are Dash Hounds. They're Dabbles. They're Blue Dabbles. So it's going to be an adventure. Let me just say, I'm going to need a lot of motivation some days, but that's okay. I hope everyone had a great week. I know last week I went back to school and it was great, went wonderful. I know we had severe weather last week, but everything's going great. You know, we're here. We're happy. We're listening to Motivation Monday. We have no reason to be upset. And if you are going through a hard time, I'm here for you. Trust me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Katie signing off for Motivation Monday. I hope y'all have a very great week and a very motivated Monday. And please remember, stay motivated. I'll be catching y'all next week.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.